Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill.
Most of us have heard of Mike Murdoch if we've ever watched so-called Christian television, right? And we see Mike. Now, the other day, I looked at this video on YouTube, and it's a video from Benny Hinn's pastor's conference, and you wouldn't believe Mike Murdoch. You wouldn't believe how he looked. I didn't even know it was him. He's got gray hair. I guess he's not going to use hair dye anymore. His hair is totally white, gray, except for about 3 inches in the back, which he is long, and he won't cut it, and it's black. So he's got all gray hair, and then he's got like about 3 inches on the bottom that's black. It looks really freaky, really strange. The guy's strange, but I would say that Mike Murdoch is definitely having a long, drawn-out Nebuchadnezzar moment. Remember King Nebuchadnezzar? He wouldn't obey God, so where did he wind up? He wound up on all fours. He wound up on all fours, the king. Now, this is the king, right? He winds up on all fours, and he's eating grass. And he's got long fingernails like claws, and his hair is wild. Anyway, that's kind of what Mike Murdoch looks like. If you want to see Mike Murdoch's new look, he looks like he's aged about 20 years. You can go on YouTube and look for the Benny Hinn Pastors Conference, and I think it's 2017. So I don't think it happened too long ago, but we're going to hear some quotes now from Mike. You know, Mike, he loves to brag about all the things that he has. He brags about his airplanes. He brags about his cars. He brags about people giving him money and putting money in his hand and people kneeling at his feet. Now, could you imagine it? And that there was even somebody on this video, if you look at the end of it, if you can't stomach the whole thing, which it's hard to take, so you just have to kind of take it in bits and pieces. But if you go toward the end of the video and he's praying for people after he collects, now Mike pretends that he's got a lot of friends, or they pretend to be his friends, but this is Mike Murdoch in action, because these other scam artists, they love to bring him around because he hypnotizes the crowd. He's such a good con artist that people, they fall for it. There was actually a young man that knelt down at his feet and was almost like kissing his hand. It was disgusting. It was really sad, very, very sad. And like he was going to get something from Mike. The only thing you can get from Mike, and Mike talks about his anointing, is you're going to get the scam artist anointing. You don't want that. No, you don't want that. You know, you don't want that. So, but Mike, he brags that he goes to, oh, he was just in Saudi Arabia, and oh, he's going to this country in Africa, scamming people in Africa, scamming people over there. And oh, he's going all over. He's so in demand. But the only reason he's in demand is because he's the king of the scam artists, the king. He had, I think we're going to hear on this one audio where he had about, I think it was 70 something people to give $1,000. Okay, so that's $70,000 right there. And then I can't remember exactly how many people. I don't know if it was 30, maybe something like that. We'll hear it on the audio, that are supposed to give $8,500. So imagine that. Okay. So the guy can raise like $500,000 just like that. So Mike, They don't love you for you. They don't love you for you, Mike. They only love you because you can raise $500,000 in 20 minutes. They love you for that. For that, they love you. And you know what the Bible says, right? Well, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. And it's just plain evil. He says to the people, and I pray that the anointing that's on me will come on you, and you will get houses and lands and cars. And like, wow, is that all there is? Of course, it's nice to have a car. Yes, wonderful to have a car. Wonderful to have a house. Wonderful to have a house to live in. Yes, wonderful. All those things that are wonderful. Money in the bank, enough money to eat and pay your bills, and to have a little extra, to have some fun. But you can't be happy when you're a scam artist. You just can't be happy unless you're a sociopath and you have no conscience. Then maybe you can be happy. I don't know. But from the looks of Mike, and Mike, he looks like he's in bad shape. But to me, he looks like he's really hitting the bottle hard. Hitting the bottle hard. And then he even makes some suggestive comments in the beginning of the preaching session to pastors. Now, why would any pastor want to waste their time going over there? And all it was, this pastor's conference. Listen, if you're going to have a pastor's conference, okay, and you really want to minister to pastors, you don't rob them. You don't bring them there to rob them. You minister to them. That's why they're coming, because they're tired. They've heard all kinds of problems over the years. They're burned out, some of them. But Benny Hinn, he has a pastor's conference, and he invites Mike Murdoch over there to rob them. They robbed them. $8,500 these people were bringing up pastors. And these pastors from Africa were bringing up $8,500. And then 70 people had to give $1,000. No, I thought this was a pastor's conference. So wasn't it supposed to be about ministering to them? No, not Mike. Not Mike. Not when you go to Mike Murdoch and Benny Hinn's pastor's conference. It's all about them. I don't know why the people even wasted their time. And, you know, people have to stop going to these things. They just have to stop. And if your pastor is going, he has to stop.
Call from Skyla.
So my phone is ringing here. Let me turn this phone off.
Call
Hold
from
on.
Skyla.
Let me turn this phone off. Oh, my goodness. There we go. Anyway, let's play this Mike Murdoch clip, okay?
$1,000 seed. I didn't have any chairs in my house. I didn't have enough money except that what had just come in through my royalty check. I had no idea that God was going to give me a testimony that he could make you a multi-millionaire if you'll work with the law of the seed. There'll never be a day in your life that you have nothing, but you inventory what you've been given. What do I have? I was looking through books today to see what I could sow. I'm always looking, what have I been given that I can sow? What do I have that I can sow? What do I have that I can sow? And you give your seed an assignment. You talk to your seed. You talk to your seed. Get involved with this principle, the law of increase. God kills anything that doesn't grow. Guy with one talent, big tree that won't multiply. The first command God gave to Adam was multiply, replenish. If money could make you backslide, the devil would double up every week. But money is a testimony. It's a testimony. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God gave me a lifetime income from my $8,500 seed. I could not speak for about a week. It was so absolutely devastating to my emotions, because I was in Rod Barth's church. They have a lot of music, a lot of drums, and the devil said, you just got carried away with the music, and you gave that. But in 6 weeks, that grace, God gave me an idea. I didn't know it was going to become a lifetime blessing to me. All I know is that I have little sayings. When I let go of what's in my hand, God lets go of what's in his hand. The seed that leaves my hand never leaves my life. You that are sowing, by the way, as a faith promise, if all you have is $10, $20, but you came and you said, if God will give me $1,000, sow something toward that $1,000. Write it on there, $1,000 within 90 days as God provides. Don't let this be a headache to you. Let it be an opportunity for you. Just let God do business with me. If God doesn't provide it, don't worry about it. If he has to provide it, if he provides it, he'll do business with you. I want to, do you have any anointing oil? I feel like there's several that have asked God for a lifetime income like I did. God gave it to me. And several of you feel a stirring on the $8,500 seed. It may be out of your church, out of your missions department. But I really want to anoint you with oil for a lifetime income. There's a preacher named Silas Malafaia in Brazil. Rio de Janeiro. Has many churches under him, but runs 30,000 in his church. And one night, I was in Brazil preaching to about 5,000 pastors. And the Lord said, tell them about your lifetime blessing, your $8,500 seed, what I did. And I thought, well, Lord, I'm going through an interpreter here. It's hard. I don't want to have to go through Portuguese. And the Lord said, somebody here needs the supernatural. And Pastor Silas was the first one. Walks up there crying with $8,500. I laid hands on him. He fell out on the floor. And the Lord said, tell him that everything I do for you, I'm going to do for him. I'm going to give him a chit. It'll be cash paid for. Tell him that's what I'm going to do from this seed. So I knelt down. I said, Pastor Silas, I said, and I got to tell you all the things that happened out of that. And I anointed him with oil. And I said, the Lord said, everything he's going to do for me, he's going to do for you. And God's going to give you a chit. Like he gave me. Well, now, God not only gave him a jet, but it was a better jet than mine. Gulfstream hold about 17, 18, 19 people. He flew me all over Brazil, had his two pilots to fly me all the way back here to Dallas from Rio de Janeiro, flew me all the way back here 15 minutes from my house. And I said, oh, Pastor Silas, you don't have to do that. I can buy a ticket for $1,500. He said, no. He taught me two things. He taught me the law of honor and the law of the seed. Now, he had 5,000 monthly partners. He was on TV one half an hour a week, one half hour, and the TV was not paying for itself. After the anointing, after a time together, he went to 250,000 monthly partners from 5,000. To
250,000. I tell you, that Mike, he can sure spin a yarn, can he? Look at some of the things he said here. Here comes Pastor Silas, okay? Pastor Silas is crying. He's crying when he comes up with his $8,500 seed. I would be crying too. I would be crying too. Yeah. And then he fell out on the floor. Yeah. I would be falling out on the floor too. Yes. I would be falling out on the floor if I was in a so-called church service and I was nutty enough to get up and to actually bring up to some con artist $8,500. Yeah. Yeah, and Mike says then he knelt down. Wasn't that nice of him? Wasn't that nice of Mike? He knelt down next to him and he said, and God is going to give you a jet Yeah, God's going to give you a jet. Mike knew that, right? Yeah, Mike knew it. And then, now this is a miracle, right? Wow, this can happen to you. He had 5,000 partners, this guy. He had, like, wow, 5,000 partners. That's terrific. 5,000 partners. And after he gave Mike $8,500 seed, he got 250,000 partners. Yes, everybody, and that can happen to you. Yes, and that can happen to you. Yeah, sure. Oh, please, these people, they never stop. It's one lie after another. Oh, he says, this is a little saying of mine. When I let go of what's in my hand, God lets go of what's in his hand. Mike, I have news for you, Mike. God doesn't have any money up there in heaven. He doesn't put dirty money in his hands. No, not God, no. God doesn't have dirty money up there, filthy lucre. He doesn't let go of any money from his hand, Mike. I want to break it to you. I want to break it to you gently there, Mike, because the only people that have money are you, me, and everybody else has money in this world. They use money as currency to buy things. We're the people that have the money, Mike. We're the people that decide who we're going to share our money with. God does speak to people. Yes, he does speak to people. And he can speak to people about giving money to a person. But God definitely doesn't see your selfishness. And then he says, then God says, God Almighty, who sits on his throne, the creator of heaven and earth, he didn't need any money when he created the heaven and the earth, that's for sure, because all he had was his word. He didn't use any currency. So I guess if God had money, he would have used his currency when he was creating the universe. But he didn't. He didn't, Mike. He didn't. So he doesn't look at your selfishness and your greed and those other people coming up there with $8,500 because they want to get something. They want a jet. They want a car. They want the Mike Murdoch anointing. No, no, we don't need any more Mike Murdochs. There's enough children of Mike Murdoch running around imitating him. We don't need any more. We don't need any more Mike Murdoch lookalikes or Mike Murdoch wannabes. Please, no more. The Bible calls this in very plain words. It's called extortion. And Psalm 109:11 says, let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the stranger spoil his labor. So you're gonna accumulate stuff, the extortioner, but somebody's going to come and they're going to spoil your labor. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. That happens. Ezekiel 22. In thee have they taken gifts to shed blood. Thou hast taken usury and increase, and thou hast greedily gained of thy neighbors by extortion, and hast forgotten me, saith the Lord God. Amen. Matthew 23:25. Woe unto you. Now, this is Jesus talking right here. And I know sometimes people say, well, you don't have any love. Look at the way you talk. Jesus would never talk like that. Well, this is a quote right here, right from the Savior's mouth. Matthew 23:25. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. For you may clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. That's the scripture Mike Murdoch needs to read. He definitely, I don't think he read that scripture. No, him and Benny. Corinthians 5:10, yet not together. You're not supposed to eat now with the fornicators of this world or with the covetous. Or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must ye needs go out of the world. 1 Corinthians 6:10. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Well, that's what the Bible says. And the meaning of the word extortion is called a shakedown. Now, that sounds like a shakedown to me. Does that sound like a shakedown to you? Gets people in a room. And then you sing to them, you prepare the atmosphere, and then you talk for about an hour about all the riches and all the things that you get. Now, notice, now, you know, Mike, he tells people that he sowed, I think it was a $1,000 seed or an $8,500 seed. And because of that one seed, he got a lifetime income. Yeah. So, you know, in other words, that's a shakedown, okay? Because he's saying, see, I sowed the money. Look what happened to me. Look at all the stuff I have. So it could happen for you too. It says it's a criminal offense of obtaining money, property, or services from an individual or institution through coercion. Yeah, that sounds like coercion to me, doesn't it? I mean, doesn't that sound like coercion to you? Yeah. Look, you get your blessings from God, and either God's going to, I can't tell you how God's going to bless you. I can't tell you that he's going to give you $1 million and he's going to give you an airplane and you just sow some money. I don't know what God's going to give you. He knows what you can handle. I don't know what you can handle. He does. So he's only going to give you what you can handle. And the Bible says, now, the Bible says that if you don't work, you don't eat. That's what the Bible says, that you get things from working. That's how you get things. You get things from working. And maybe somewhere along the way in your life, someone will be generous to you and give you a gift of some sort. But mainly, you have to work. And don't covet your neighbor's goods, and don't covet what your neighbor has. So, I don't know, Mike, I don't think he read those scriptures, though, but let's listen to Mike. Now, here's Mike with his $1,000 seed.
Say something, because I want to pray for 1,000 miracles, if you don't mind.
Of course.
I'm in the
please.
Flow for this.
Yes,
for
sir.
1,000 miracles, but you've got to picture it. You've got to picture it. You've got to picture it. You've got to see it. You've got to see it. Even your vision is a seed.
Whoa.
Everything's a seed.
Wow.
The word seed means beginning. Everything you say is a seed. Your words are the seeds for feelings. Listening is your seed for knowledge. Knowledge is the seed for changes in your life. She comes to Atlanta, Georgia. I still see her right now in my mind. She said, I wanted my daughter so bad to have a scholarship, but we didn't have any money. This is another person. And there's somebody right now watching. I don't know if it's your children for a scholarship. I don't know if you're in a business transaction. I don't know if you're starting a new business. I don't know if your husband has run away. I don't know. All I know is that the seed is the most effective conversation God will enter. The seed is the most effective conversation God will enter. Holy Spirit, you've just touched my heart for 1,000 miracles among every partner who's watching. You gave us seed to sow. You said, I will give more seed to someone who will sow it. Our seed is the proof that we trust you.
Amen.
Our expectation establishes the harvest.
Amen.
Father, I ask you for 1,000 watching right now to plant a $1,000 seed in the next 24 hours into the kingdom of God. And this $1,000 seed will reach over 1 million homes through television. We thank you for it. I decree the $1,000 seed in your life will be the turning point seed in your business, the turning point seed in a relationship. There's three harvests I release from this $1,000 seed. Number one, a territorial anointing that God will lead you to the home, the land, the territory where you belong. where you will flourish, because you have to have the territorial anointing to flourish where God wants you to be. Number two, I ask God for golden connections. You're four people away from anybody on the earth. You're four people away from anybody on the earth. God can get anybody to you, anywhere you are, a golden connection. Number three, I ask the Lord to give you five financial relationships that change your financial income. Five, in the name of Jesus. Father, there is another 500 people watching right now that said, Lord, I wish I had $1,000. I ask you within 30 days,
yes, Lord,
to supernaturally give them a $1,000 seed.
Amen.
To sow. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I want you to do something. I want every person. There's a telephone number on the screen. We want you to go to it. Call right now. Delayed obedience is rebellion. Never get into a logical battle with God. Get off the sofa. Get off the chair. Reach for the telephone. Right now. Right now. And call. Write down the number. There's 500 watching right now that longs for a $1,000 seed. You're so bad a shape, you don't even have $1,000 to your name. You ought to be the first one to the phone. If you've been on the earth a quarter of a century, half a century, and you still don't even have $1,000, you're in bad shape. You and God are not connected. Because he said, if you believe a prophet of God,
man,
you shall prosper. Get off the sofa. Get off the sofa right now. Write down the number. And I want you to plant the first seed of the tithe towards your thousand. You say, Mike, I don't even have a thousand. Then plant the tithe off of it. Plant $100 seed and say, God, I'm planting this hundred to call in a thousand.
Listen, do it now. We're almost out of time. We're going to do another program tomorrow on the Power of Focus. I think it's important we carry on. But call that number on the screen right now. Father, I give you praise.
Yes.
And the harvest is on the way in Jesus' name. Yeah, you keep calling that number on the screen. And tune in tomorrow, because we're going to talk about the power of focus.
What father is he talking about? What father? He's not talking about God the Father. He's not talking about him. Because we don't pay him off to bless us. What a bunch of con artists, these two. The two of them. Oh, and notice in the beginning, Mike says, do you want to pray for 1,000 people? Is that okay? Benny says, oh, yeah, sure, sure. Like, they don't know what's going to happen during this program. And you have to get off the couch and run to the phone. Otherwise, you're going to miss your blessing. Yeah, you're going to miss it. He says, don't use logic. Yeah, of course, don't use logic. In other words, don't think about what you're doing. Just like a robot, get off the sofa, go get your credit card, and run to the phone. But don't think about it. Just do it. And then he says that it's rebellion. If you don't obey his command, it's rebellion. Yeah, sure. I don't know. Did Jesus ever talk like that? No, Jesus never talked like that. So if Jesus never talked like that, then it's not so, Mike Murdoch. Such a liar. He says that there's 500 people that long for the $1,000 seed. Yeah, that's another technique of extortion. It's preying on people that are desperate. So he's saying to them, wow, if you don't even have $1,000, you're in bad shape. Yeah, well, they're going to be in worse shape if they send it to you, that's for sure. And most people, when they send these people money, they borrow it. They borrow it to send it to them. Because they think, wow, I'll give $1,000, I'll get $100,000 on my investment. Well, you'll be broke the next time Mike Murdoch manipulates you to send him some money. Proverbs 14:23. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. That sounds like Mike. A deceitful witness speaketh lies. a true witness delivereth souls. You're not delivering anybody because you lie to people. You lie. You make them think that they can play the lottery. The lottery. You smack down, or it's like a Las Vegas gambling casino. You smack down your money down there at the blackjack table, and you get the cards, and then you win. And he's basically saying the same thing about God. Just smack your money down here on the altar, and watch what God does. What's God gonna do? What's God gonna do? What God are they talking about? These people are ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Please tell your friends to stop watching Mike Murdoch. If you have any friends that do, tell them to stop watching these people. Stop supporting them, because they only stay around because people continue to support them. Imagine, though, like I said before, he's in one service in at this pastor's conference, and he gets like 70 people to give $1,000, and then I think it was of like 30 people that gave the $8,500. That's a lot of money. They don't need big crowds. They can work a room. They know how to work a room. And already Mike Murdoch is so sheared over that he can't even probably sleep at night. He's so sheared over. Anyway, let's listen to another clip here. This is Mike Murdoch now in Nairobi, fleecing over there.
Through a divorce. The only girl I'd ever kissed in my life or loved. It was rough. For 3 years, I had nothing. Got a check in the mail for writing my songs. Went to help a preacher, and he looks at the camera and said, "I want everybody to pray about sowing $1,000 seed. Whew, I never even heard of such a thing. I remember thinking to myself, I hope some millionaires are watching him. It was on TV. The Holy Spirit nudged me and said, I want you to plant $1,000 that you received for your songwriting. That was on a Wednesday morning. Tuesday, a man met me for lunch and said, God spoke to me, bless Mike Murdoch's ministry. He shoved across the table a check for $10,000. I was elated. The following Sunday night in New Orleans, Louisiana, I had the $10,000 he had given me. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, tell 10 preachers that if they'll sow a $10,000 seed, their ministry will be changed 180 degrees. So I said to the 1,300 pastors present, I'm opening the door for 10 to come plant a $10,000 seed, and your ministry will change. Then the Holy Spirit said, I want you to be the first. I explained to the Lord that my $10,000 was my testimony, that I had already proven my trust by giving him $1,000. Let me keep my $10,000. Wednesday, the phone rang. I gave the $10,000, and it was Paul Crouch of Trinity Broadcasting. You ever heard of Trinity Broadcasting here? He said, me and Jan heard from the Lord. We're supposed to support you with a free TV broadcast on Trinity 4 times a week. They kept it up for years. That was Wednesday. Thursday, Jim Baker called me from PTO and said, Tam and I were talking. God told us to support you on Thursday night with a free TV program on PTO. Then Lester Sumrall began to give me thousands and thousands of free dollars to help television. Then Marcus Lamb. I don't know if you ever heard of Daystar. You ever heard of Daystar? Everybody, Daystar TV is a big TV player's network. They gave me years and years of free TV. Now TV, owned by the surrogate of Mr. Donald Trump, Mark Burns. I estimated one day over $10 million of free TV time has come to me. Out of $10 million of free TV time, God's given me over 100,000 monthly partners since I went on television. I sold 1,000. God gives me 10,000. I sold the 10. God gives me 10 million. You know, I don't even care about your jealousy anymore. I don't even care. I'm just going to pray for Nairobi Christians. Oh, God, set them free from their jealousy over Mike Murdoch's testimony. How many's kind of happy for me? How many would be happier if it was about your life? It'd be a little happier. Would you stand with me? You may stand. Spread you a little bit. Tell somebody next to you, you're about to prosper beyond your wildest dreams. Oh, hallelujah. Look at them right in the eye and say, you're about to prosper beyond your wildest dreams. A man's experience with God becomes his testimony to people. Or Roberts was healed of tuberculosis, stuttering, and that became his testimony. Peter J. Daniels of Australia.
This guy never quits. Yeah, and you notice that the music is playing in the background. And now, can you imagine? This guy has 100,000 partners. 100,000 partners. Oh, I'm telling you, we are so far behind in the work we're doing. It's like I mentioned the other day about the Reformation. 500 years ago, Martin Luther nailed his thesis, his 95 thesis, to the door of the Wittenberg Church. One of the main things that he found offensive about the Catholic Church was the fact that they were always selling miracles. They were selling people's ways out of purgatory, and selling indulgences so that you can get less time out of purgatory. That's how they built St. Peter's. It's a massive structure, if anybody's ever been there. Nobody's richer than the Catholic Church. Nobody. But that was one of the main things that disturbed him about the so-called church at the time. But here we are 500 years later, and we have this kind of thing going on still. It's still going on. So we are so far behind in the Reformation. We don't need a revival. We need a Reformation. We need a Reformation. You get revived when you're born again. You get revived when you're born again. That's when you get revived. That's when you get a new life. We need a Reformation. Why does a man like this have 100,000 partners? What does he do besides go around scamming people? Here he is in Nairobi, and he's telling these people there, don't be jealous of me now. Don't be jealous of me. You can have what I have. Well, they can't. Not unless they can imitate him, and a lot of them probably will, because it works. They don't have to work. They don't have to go out every day and maybe drive a truck or work in a coal mine or do the things that normal people do. They don't work. What does Mike Murdoch do for work? Except plan his next scam. That's all he does. Let's look at a few scriptures about the sluggard. Proverbs 20, verse 4, the sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg and harvest and have nothing. Proverbs 13, 4, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Now, the soul of the diligent shall be made fat, not the soul of the seed faith giver. Proverbs 6:6-8. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Proverbs 18:9. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Now that's what the Bible says. Proverbs 21:25. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. 1 Timothy 5:8, but if any provide not for his own, and especially those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. If you don't work, you don't eat. If you don't provide for your household, you're worse than an infidel. The Bible doesn't say if you don't give Mike Murdoch $1,000 seed, or if you don't give Mike Murdoch an $8,500 seed, then you can't be blessed. No, the Bible doesn't say that. So I don't know where he gets this stuff from. Well, I guess I do know. I shouldn't say I don't know, because it comes right up out of the pit. Right up out of the pit. That's where it comes. Let's play this.
$1,000 seed. I didn't have any chairs in my house. I didn't have enough money except that when it just come in through my royalty check.
I have a feeling that somebody watching me right now, I have a feeling that somebody that wants a credit card debt wiped out, that if you'll use your faith as you sow the $1,000 on a credit card, As you use your faith, God's going to wipe out your credit card indebtedness. It is done. In Jesus' name. It newspapers have flown helicopters over my house, taking pictures of my house. I didn't know how nice it was till I saw how my enemies saw it. And when I saw what they were looking at, I said, wow, I am blessed. I am blessed. I didn't know how good God had been to me. In 8 months, my house was debt-free. Do y'all clap around here? Is anybody happy over here? Is there just a spirit of jealousy here? Thank you. Jealousy's deadly. I accepted the opportunity. I received the word from a man of God. A woman walked up to me in Virginia Beach, and she's crying. God said, tell her if she'll plant a seed equal to her house note, I'll give her a house debt-free. In 90 days, some relatives of hers died, and they left her a house she didn't even know they owned. I broke the back of poverty at the $1,000 seed, because what you can walk away from, you have mastered. If I kept the $1,000, that's all it would be.
Yeah, I know, and I'd still
have
it.
Here is Charles from New Brighton, $1,000, and he is joining our family for the very first time. Welcome, Charles, to the family. And Brother Mike, he says, I want an airplane.
What kind, Charles? Charles, I want you to pick out the plane you want. I don't care if it's Citation, Westwind, Falcon, Gulfstream. Nothing happens until you use your faith. Nothing. God's not moved by tears. God doesn't respond. It took me a half a century to discover that. And he starts handing me these big chunks of money, stacks of money. I start putting them in. First, I put them in my briefcase, what I could. Then I begin to put them in my pocket. You remember Eddie Murphy's movie? And I begin to put them in my pocket, and I look like swollen, you know. And I'm sitting there thinking, all this money bulging. They're going to think I'm a drug dealer just as sure as the world. They're going to think I'm a drug dealer. And when I got all the money packed in and I was fixing to walk on the plane, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, I can get money to you anywhere you are. I can get money to you anywhere you are. Let me tell you, this $1,000 seed is breaking the shackles. It's breaking the shackles. It's breaking the chains. And to me, a $1,000 seed is proof that you have conquered greed. What I can walk away from, I have mastered. What I can't walk away from has mastered me. A seed is impotent. Your $1,000 cannot reproduce until it enters into a covenant with the soil. You can put that $1,000. Just the other day I like new money. I don't know if you do, but I hate old money that's wrinkled and dirty and got all the diseases on it. I like new money. And when I give things to people, I like to give stacks of money. It's fun. You ever had a stack of new money? Have you? You have it? Have you?
A little stack.
A little? Oh. And so I made, you know, the big stack where it was brand new. And I like brand new money. I don't want any money around me that's not. I'd almost rather have a new one than an old 20. Now, that's kind of dumb, isn't it? But there's something about new money that excites you. You like $100 bills?
Oh, yeah. I like new money, too.
Oh. Most beautiful thing on earth is a $100 bill. I hadn't seen a woman as good-looking as a $100 bill. There's something about a $100 bill that excites you. So anyway, I gave it to her just because I did it to my sister. She took off the other day for somewhere, and so as she went to leave, and I went out to her, and her and her husband, I said, sis, I just want to give you a stack of money just to feel good. Just to feel good. Just stroke it. And he said, we don't give to get something back. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do. A man came to me and said, Brother Mike, when I give to God, I expect nothing in return. I said, I wrote a little song for you. How dumb thou art, how dumb thou art.
Yeah, and that's called ministry. Oh, please. Dear God, help us. I'm telling you, we need help. Help. Anyway, we continue to work. While we still have time to work and to try to see things change. There's some good people out there just trying to do their little bit to try to get the word out and to try to teach the truth of the gospel and to try and put these con artists out of business. Oh, dear. Isn't that awful? Can you imagine going to a church service and having somebody talk to you like that? Oh, yeah, he likes stacks of money. Yeah, well, it doesn't even belong to you. You didn't earn it. I could see if you earned it through hard work and maybe you were a businessman or whatever and you earned your money honestly. It's not even your money. If you scam people out of it, it's called extortion. Doesn't belong to you. You can brag all you want about it. But you didn't get it honestly. The Bible talks about having integrity in what we do and in what we say, and that's important, that we do things the right way. We don't take advantage of people for our own gain. Oh, honestly. And then he says, oh yeah, you have to give to get. Where does it say that in the Bible that you have to give to get? We give out of a heart of love because we love people and we want to do something nice for somebody. It's just awful, despicable. But anyway, that's our program. Encourage your friends, your family to stop supporting Mike Murdoch. And, oh dear, it's enough is enough. But anyway, Mike Murdoch, the king, he is the king of the seed faith scammers. He was well trained by people like Oral Roberts and many of the other people. But he's about the best one that they have going at the moment. And that's why he's so in demand, is because people want him. Like he says, oh, Jim and Tammy Baker wanted me to have a program, and Jen and Paul Crouch. Well, because they wanted you to have a program so that you could help raise money for them. They realized that you had the gift of conning and scamming. That's your gift. But, and don't say, please, don't say it was the Holy Spirit that told you, because the Holy Spirit does not talk like that. He would never talk like that to people. No, it wasn't the Holy Spirit. I would be afraid to stand up and say something like that, that God would strike me dead, just like he did to Ananias and Sapphira when they lied. You know, who wants to stand up and say that the Holy Spirit is telling me these things? That's a scary thing. Anyway, God bless you all. Thank you for listening. And we're trying to resolve all our issues with our broadcast. We're getting a new mic cord this week. And I'll see if actually that's what the problem has been with the sound cutting in and out. And if not, anyway, the company said that they would, I'd have to send my old microphone back, and they would send me a new one. So maybe we'll just have to do that. But we'll see how things work when the new cord comes, and hopefully we can resolve our sound issues and get this broadcast going again. But I want to thank all my listeners. Saturday, we're going to have Ron Robey on. Ron Robey is going to tear apart Paula White's tithing teaching. Oh, boy. I mean, talk about a con artist. Anyway, that'll be our program on Saturday. Ron Robey tears apart Paula White's tithing teachings. God bless you all, everybody. Thanks for listening, okay? Bye-bye.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.